Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, live on HBO, it's time!
Welcome to the Sporting Beach, where radio has never been better.
So welcome, welcome. In case this is your first time, I'll go by the name of Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how are you doing, man?
Good, and you, man?
I'm great, man. Great, man. So we've been talking about a lot of stuff, but this year we started a bit of, I would say, a lot about the UFC. So let's
we've put been that on picking, hold. Yeah,
we've been very, very picky.
We've decided this next couple of weeks.
So we can, let's speak we about
go, I mean, there's interesting stuff. We're not leaving it.
We're not leaving it out. You get what I'm saying? So, well, to the bulk of the fights, we're going to speak about the fights that are coming up. You get what I'm saying?
And it's crazy. Man.
It's crazy fights that are coming up.
I could tell you a whole lot of stuff right now, but we're deciding not to.
Yeah, not today. Not today. So we're going to speak about the cup that we hardly speak about. We're going to speak about the Serie A cup, the Italian cup.
Yeah.
So we're going to speak about the cup that has the AC Milan and Inter Milan and Napoli. You get what I'm saying? We're gonna speak about the results and the fixtures, who's on top of the log. And we're gonna speak about the stats, and we're gonna speak about the players in there as well. And later on, we're gonna speak a bit about the FA Cup, about what's been happening there, because I heard there's been crazy stuff happening.
It's
in the
been
FA Cup.
Crazy. I think it's been crazy.
And just Calvin put it out there that
no.
Barcelona.
Okay, no, you spoke to the mouth already.
Okay. So can you tell us more about Barcelona, even though I'm a Barcelona fan?
Oh, freak. Oh, yes, you're a Barcelona fan, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn it. You lost badly, bro. You
how?
You keep making Messi. You want to keep Messi, but you keep making him look bad. That's all I can say to you. I mean, Messi performed that night. On that night, we can't blame him.
But I know there's a but in there.
But
you
guys, you abuse Messi.
But
yes, that's my statement. Barcelona abuses Messi. Let Messi go.
I'm
tired of it.
Oh.
I mean, okay, when they kept on Friday.
Yes.
No, it was Thursday.
It
was the 19th of February, 2021.
Yes.
Obviously, for those of you who know, Barcelona's playing Paris Saint-Germain, but
the
results were horrible, man.
4-1.
It wasn't a mistake.
It
was a Mbappe show, guys. That's all I can say.
Okay.
Barcelona scored first because of the penalty they got.
Okay.
And yeah, they...
No, but it's a disappointment to Barcelona.
But yeah, all I'm saying is that every time they switch the shot, whenever Perez scored, they switch the shot to Messi. Oh my word, you saw his face. It was like, for me, it looked, I could put text to what he was, the way he was walking.
Yeah.
It looked like he was saying, see, I should have been out of here a long time ago.
Yeah, but there's a rumor that he might move to Napoli to honor Maradona.
I doubt that rumor.
I doubt that rumor that he's gonna move out. But let's see during the course of the year. It's still the beginning to say so, you know?
But, I think it's the Barcelona, you guys, man, just freaking leave Messi. There's a lot of players, guys.
Patience,
hold on. No, wait.
No, Barcelona. Patience.
Barcelona.
No.
I'm not talking about players. Players don't ever say over whether Messi goes or not. I'm talking about your managers.
So are you saying we are putting too much pressure on Messi?
Well, last time he wanted to leave, he was told he owes Barcelona or he must. That's for Barcelona. That's why.
Are you saying we're putting too much pressure on Messi?
I'm saying that's an understatement. I'm saying you guys are abusing Messi.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, okay, guys, let's be honest now. That guy is getting old.
Okay.
First things first, he's getting old, and you guys need to release him. We've seen him. We know he's been the GOAT. He's been the GOAT for a very long time.
I get you. 100%.
So Manchester City is calling him, guys. Not freaking Napoli.
But wait, Napoli. You said he's old. He should stop playing.
Yeah, no. Not in that form. As in whatever he wants to do now, release him so that he can do what he needs to do. He's getting old. He's old. So you don't know.
We're gonna discuss more about this when we come back.
I don't know how many years he has left.
No, we're gonna discuss more about this. Let's discuss this when we come back. Let's discuss this when we come back. Radio has never been better.
music is hot music.
Exodus FM radio has never been better.
Radio has never been better.
Radio has never been better.
Yep. Radio has never been better, so stay tuned.
You're listening to Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Active FM!
Yeah, right. Radio has never been better.
Never, never been better.
Welcome back, welcome back. Where radio has never been better. This is Sporting Base. So, back to our conversation, right? So, you are asking that Messi, right? How long has he been in Barcelona? He's been in Barcelona since Ronaldinho has been there. You get what I'm saying?
My point so, exactly.
Now, you're saying he's getting old, Mr. Calvin, right? Now, but at the same time, you're saying he must go play for Man City.
Yeah.
Don't you realize?
I'm saying whatever pieces of bones are left, stop abusing it. We know. I mean,
okay.
Surely 15 years down the line, I'm not talking about the new generation, because some of them you'll find most of them won't even know Messi. But
okay.
Most of soccer lovers
will know Messi.
They know where's Messi been a goat, where he's. Yes. I mean, it's not enough years for him to prove crazy stuff.
Are you saying before his retirement, he should move to Man City to accomplish something there and then he can let
not
go?
Not necessarily Man City, but Napoli, I doubt.
We had this rumor last year that he might go to Napoli to honor Maradona.
Yeah,
that rumor?
I haven't, from him, normally you listen to, I like, okay, you don't get much,
yes.
But you'd rather listen to the actual player, like with Messi. We know what's the reason he's not going to City, it's because his team was fighting him, literally. That he said with his mouth. Now with the Napoli thing, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I haven't heard him say that he wants to. People might be suggesting because he liked
Maradona.
Up to Maradona.
Maradona, he's also from Argentina. Messi is from Argentina.
Yeah.
So I understand his point of view. But he didn't say it himself, though. It was just a rumor.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Man City is the team that we knew for sure that Messi was going to move
to Man City. And even Pep Guardiola was talking about it. It's like he was actually having an eye on Messi.
Yeah.
I remember he did mention it on Twitter at some point. And look, Messi, I got to be honest. I agree with you when they say they're putting too much pressure on Messi, you know.
Yeah.
They're depending on him too much. You understand? But
I don't know, depending now at this point, you know what I'm saying?
I think because we are saying that no, the reason why we lost because we're putting too much pressure on Messi.
It's like you have an awesome player, but your team is awesome. But this player wants to, I think it's just a control thing. I don't know. But
I remember they did the same thing to Ronaldo. Remember they said they're putting too much pressure on Ronaldo. But
a guy like Ronaldo is not a guy that, I mean, Messi could afford. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Messi could
but
afford.
He kept the peace. He wanted to keep because he said in his speech that he's been with Barcelona for long.
For very, very
long. He loves the team and he was.
But here's the question. Why doesn't Juventus say something like that about Ronaldo?
No. Ronaldo is, he doesn't have a team that he's not like Messi. Most of his stuff he didn't get through a team because Barcelona, one thing for sure, they were threatening Messi with his, not threatening, but they were. They were telling him how he got this life because of Barcelona, basically.
Okay.
That's why some of the things they were saying he owes Barcelona. If he wants to go, he needs to pay this much. You know what I'm saying? But he said in his speech, if that's the case, he's won so many freaking cups for Barcelona. He's done this.
100%.
As an example.
Now, 100%.
But someone
though,
like Cristiano Ronaldo, he wasn't
stuck in one
stuck
team.
Stuck in Man United, like Man United. From this guy, like,
you know
what I'm saying?
Now, I get 100%.
That's why he's able to just make a decision to say, stuff you, no matter what you say, I'm leaving.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So, he's been in Cristiano Ronaldo was playing for Sporting at first, then he went to Manchester United, but he went to Real Madrid, then he went to Juventus.
So he never stuck.
I think
stuck.
Real Madrid so far, he hasn't. It's okay. The longest club he's been in.
So, you would say it's the longest club he has been.
Yeah. So it is not. I would say it is.
So it is now. So, yeah. But you wouldn't say it formed.
Yeah.
Cristiano
well,
Ronaldo.
He did a lot of great stuff there.
He did a lot of great things.
When he left, in fact, I think people went really because Zidane was the first one to leave, leaving for another.
Ah, yes.
And then after, Cristiano Ronaldo is also leaving. So yeah.
But Zidane is back in the Real Madrid,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah. So no, I remember I believed he's leaving because Zidane. I was thinking they're planning something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
But yeah, and then eventually I know because Zidane used to like Cristiano. They were like buddies.
Yes, 100%. But the thing is like we're putting too much pressure on one player. Some of the teams are putting too much pressure on one player.
Yeah, I mean like, Ronaldo. All the teams he played for, I mean, he did great things for. Like, there's no team he played for he hasn't won a cup for.
I mean, let's take it back now. Remember where the three musketeers in the Barcelona team, which was Messi, Neymar, and who's Suarez?
It used to be crazy. Like,
it was crazy.
I used to like the way they played, man.
I mean, they played together. They're like, but these three, man. They were the main guys
in
Barcelona.
The way they scored, the way they created, it was cool.
Because the attention was on three of them. Say, okay, now we're getting somewhere now. At least the pressure's on like three of them now. Because if they don't, it's like if Messi doesn't score, they expect Neymar
to
score.
And Suarez is there.
Suarez was more like They paid attention to him most of the time because he used to make most of the goals. You get what I'm saying?
So they only left Messi there now.
Now they only left Messi because right now Neymar's playing for PSG with Kylian Mbappe.
Speaking about Neymar, the funny part is he wasn't even playing now this past week when they beat Barcelona. He wasn't even playing. So now that I'm thinking of it, it's crazy.
You
would have had both of them, Kylian Mbappe and Neymar. I don't know. I think it would have probably been a higher score. I don't know.
Look. Speaking about Kylian Mbappe, right? I saw a picture with he was with who's this guy Henry? You know Henry. He used to play for Arsenal. Yes, Arsenal Henry. I saw him taking a picture with Mbappe when he was very very young. Now, look at Kylian Mbappe. Now he's like a breaking out star, and he's very young.
Yeah.
He's like very, very, very young. But right now he's like he's one of the breakout stars in PSG. He's one in the front covers of FIFA 2021.
Yep.
He's one of the front covers. So Mbappe is doing great things, as you've seen, Calvin, with Barcelona.
Yeah.
Don't underestimate.
No.
Yeah.
We have to talk about that match. That match was horrible.
Ah.
For those of you who didn't watch that match, go watch a match for the 19th.
Okay.
No, it's the 18th of February.
Okay.
February 2021.
So tell me, like, did you expect a lot from Barcelona?
Honestly, beginning of the match, I thought Barcelona was going to win. In fact, I was busy making food.
Okay.
When Barcelona scored, in fact, when they got a penalty, I came back, I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
And then I saw... Was this Messi scoring a penalty, but the keeper was there, but it's just it had power. That's what I saw. But
okay,
yeah, the whole way, man, they were.
But you expected a lot from Barcelona.
Yeah,
but your PSG, you expect a.
Well, I didn't expect less from PSG, but I expected Barcelona to beat PSG. That's all.
Okay,
but it was bad, man.
And there's something we saw there, Mr. Calvin. Pique. Yes, Pique.
Well,
had issues with.
Well, I think it wasn't just specifically PK. I think it was, you know, when I wouldn't say there's beef in the team, but that moment, obviously, when you guys flopped and then the keeper has to save the day. Obviously, it was one of those moments. And
yes.
The keeper just obviously lashed out to say, guys,
what's going on?
Obviously was, but you could see there was like tension between the guys.
We spoke about PK last week, and this week. He was making drama to the team.
Well, from what I saw, he was trying. But you had Mbappe with sharp legs, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
He was stretching him across the field.
Now, since you mentioned Barcelona, right? There is a rumor that Xavi might, no, not might, but he said it on Twitter and on Instagram that he would love to coach Barcelona, but he's just waiting for the elections.
Well, he can say it. It depends.
But it depends on the managers, though.
If they want him, or I don't know.
Because let's be real right now. Xavi was a captain. He was a captain for Barcelona. And I think he was one of the best captains there. You get what I'm saying? And Iniesta was still
all
there.
All times, in fact.
You get what I'm saying? He was the captain. He was very, very good.
I don't know. I'm not saying it's not possible, but I'm not saying it's not possible either.
But yeah. The question people asking now: would he make a good coach in Barcelona?
First of all, when Xavi played, there's a couple of players that are not there.
So okay.
I don't know if he knows the team as well as he knew it.
Messi's
still there.
Now.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, he's one of the legends. Iniesta is no longer. Him and Iniesta, man, they were like, yo. It was like, you couldn't, I can't say water and fire because they used to do most of the crazy stuff.
Messi, and yes, and Xavi. And Xavi was the captain because the pressure was on him. Even though Messi was the star, but the second guy that was receiving pressure from fans was Xavi.
Even Villa.
Villa.
I don't know if Xavi knows the team now. I don't
know. Okay, so are you saying that... You're not saying that it's possible, but the only flop is he doesn't know the team.
Yeah.
The
possibility,
Okay.
He might have to.
But I think it might take time because the players might adapt to his strategy. You get what I'm saying? So it's like when there's a new coach, you can't get used to the new coach first time. He needs to understand the players. It needs to be like who's this coach? Used to be for he's a coach for Tottenham now. Jose Mourinho.
Yeah.
He studies the players. He gets to know the players. Yeah. And many people saw how he coaches. He gets to know the personal lives of the players and say, okay, he struggles more. Yeah, I need to put this on. Yeah, his strong point is here, and that's how they make a great team.
I don't think that's the case, but I think if that was the case, a lot of teams would be great, man. I'm not saying the coaches don't. The coaches know their players.
Okay.
But like you're saying now, I'm listening to you. If they knew, like, you know your player, like, he can walk in here even if you guys are just sitting, not practicing.
Yes.
He can tell if there's problems. If coaches knew their players like that.
Nah, I get you. But not
crazy,
not,
man.
Yeah.
I think coaches and players know each other from a perspective of. When we come to the ground. I'm not saying now they should before, but I'm saying they know each other at the ground. That's the relationship.
No, of course.
But if you knew them, you call them as a coach or like checking stuff, doing stuff like with your players. I think making a tighter relationship would make it more easier.
I agree with you 100%.
You'd be able to tell as a coach if there's.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I agree with you 100%, and that's what. I think that's what Jose Mourinho did, and I think Pep Guardiola.
Guardiola, I think he has a personal relationship
with the players.
Even when the thing he finishes, the way he walks with his guys, some of them talking, like, for me, it looks like he knows.
He's having a personal relationship with them.
Yeah.
So do you think, like, to the coaches out there, right, do you think Mr. Cavendish should have more personal relationships with the players to make the team better?
Well, that would make the teams a whole lot more better.
You get what I'm saying? I get what you're saying.
Because you would know your player. You'd know if he's full of attitude today and, look, I don't have to use this guy.
Strength,
you know you have someone like you. You're able to...
To balance, work. 100%.
Yeah, not outside, but you're able... Like, if you know them, it's easier.
Oh, yes. Now, 100%.
What's wrong? What happened? But we can fix it. Why is it affecting soccer? Why is it? But yeah, because players come with their issues with their girlfriend or whatever issues.
Yes.
Then you as a coach.
You need to go there and get angry.
You just want your structure. And this guy is in his head thinking of
this woman or whatever. Yeah, I get you.
So if you know them personally, you're able to tell what's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously maybe he might not tell you, but you were able to tell.
But you
were
seeing in the player.
There's a problem here, yeah.
Yes, no, but I totally agree with you. I think they should, like, build more relationship with the players to make the team better. But let's go to the FA Cup before we close, okay? So, on Wednesday, on the 10th of February, Leicester City played Brighton. It was 1-0, Leicester City won.
Yeah.
Sheffield United versus Bristol City, 1-0 by Sheffield United. Everton beat Tottenham by 5-4, I mean, not 5-0.
Okay, that was bad, guys.
It was bad for Tottenham. And Southampton versus Wolves. Southampton won against Wolves. Chelsea and Burnley. Chelsea won 1-0. And the matches that are coming up, this is the quarterfinals now. Bournemouth versus Southampton on the 20th, and Leicester City versus Manchester United on the 21st. So please look out for those matches. We'll give the features.
Yep, definitely. I'm watching Man United.
Ah, of course you watch.
How can I not miss that match?
But wait, what are you expecting from Man United though?
Uh-huh. Against Leicester City.
Yes.
1-1.
Let's not go any further.
1-1. Let's leave it at 1-1.
Let's leave it right there. So anyway, that is it from us. If you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za, or you can catch us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter on ActiveFM 777, which is Mr. Calvin.
The number of heaven.
Of course. But it's been good. It's been real. But unfortunately, we gotta go. But the good news is we're gonna see you guys next week, same time, same place. From myself and Calvin, we gotta say peace out and God bless. This is the Sporting Base where radio has never been better.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
ActiveFM, radio has never been better.